Democrats and Republicans have been busy over the holidays, even though Congress isn't in session and President Bush is on vacation at his Texas ranch. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams joins me now. Morning, Juan.
Good morning, Renee.
The parties have moved past the controversy surrounding former Senate Majority Leader Trent Lott. Why the unusual intensity in year-end politics?
Well, the short answer, Renee, is an early round of presidential political maneuvering. Take the economy, for example. Over the weekend, President Bush, in his weekend radio address, said the current economic recession started before he took office under Democrat Bill Clinton, therefore making the case that he's not to be blamed for the nation's economic ills. The president also said it's time for unemployment benefits to be extended for people suffering long-term joblessness. In response, Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton fired back that the president and the Republicans on the Hill have been slow to support extending unemployment benefits, and the president has only embraced the idea in the past few weeks as unemployment has hit a high of 6%, the highest in the last 8 years. So we have a skirmish between Republicans and Democrats on the economy that will continue as the president proposes economic stimulus plan focused on tax cuts in his State of the Union address coming up in January. But the fuse was lit on an even bigger fight in the past week as the party started sparring over homeland security.
And the Democrats haven't had much to say over that. Why the change now?
Well, Renee, if you remember, in the midterms elections, the Democrats emphasized the nation's economic problems and issues such as a high cost of prescription drugs. The Republicans responded quickly with talk about national security and terror, and they won big. Now many Democrats have changed their mind about remaining silent on homeland security and the war. In a recent speech in New York, President Clinton said the Democrats have to be willing to stand up on the homeland security front and say they can do a better job than the Republicans at protecting America. Al Gore said much the same thing before he pulled out of the presidential race.
Why have the Democrats chosen to do this over the holidays? I mean, it wouldn't seem to be the best time to get out a message.
Well, with preparations for war with Iraq dominating the news, even over the holidays, the Democrats feel they can't wait. In a crowded field right now with no front runner for the Democratic nomination, there's a sudden emergence of a group of Democrats questioning the administration's actions on the war and homeland security. Part of the criticism has been that the Bush administration's focus on a possible war with Iraq is diverting attention from the war against Al-Qaeda and terrorist groups that threaten to strike the U.S. So by no means is this the majority of the party, and this, but, you know, you think about it in these terms, it could be a rerun of the split inside the party over the war in Vietnam in 67 and 68. If you remember back then, there were Democrats led by Eugene McCarthy who said the war was wrong. Other Democrats felt it was unpatriotic to side with anyone but President Johnson, a Democrat, as the war continued.
Who is challenging the president so far?
Well, that's interesting. Some lesser-known names are emerging here. Senator Bob Graham of Florida, who headed the Senate Intelligence Committee, took the lead last week. He announced he's considering a run for the White House. And the senator, one of the few senior Democrats who voted against authorizing President Bush to go to war with Iraq, said American intelligence experts believe there's a 75% chance of new terrorist attacks if a war with Iraq gets started. And Senator Graham said the most urgent threat to the U.S. comes from international terrorists, not Saddam Hussein. In addition, Senator John Edwards of North Carolina said President Bush prefers tax cuts for the rich to putting money into necessary improvements in domestic security that will benefit all Americans. Edwards said, quote, "It's time for us, without regard to party, to say what every American knows, Washington's not doing enough to make America safe." Also, you had Congressman David Obey of Wisconsin give a speech at the National Press Club in which he said the president and the GOP pretend to be champions of homeland security while refusing to give enough money to local police and emergency workers to prepare for another attack.
And names only probably here now. What about better-known Democrats? Who are they?
Well, this is tricky because, you know, Ari Fleischer, the White House spokesman, says Democrats are exploiting fear. So you can see the attack coming quickly. But Joe Lieberman and John Kerry also have joined in these attacks. And Howard Dean, the governor of Vermont, also says the administration has not gotten to the bottom of the anthrax attack. So the intensity of the criticism over what normally would be a quiet holiday period suggests more fireworks in the future after New Year's Day, Renee.
Juan, thanks very much. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.